ശ്രീരാമോദവളാവകുണ്ഡനവതീം തേജോമയീം നൈഷ്ടികീം സ്നിഗ്ധാഭാംഗവിലോകിനീം ഭഗവതീം മന്ദസ്മിതശ്രീമുഖീം വാത്സല്യാമൃതവർഷിണീം സുമധുരം സങ്കീർത്തനാലാപിനീം ശ്യാമാംഗീ മധുസിക്തസൂക്തിം അമൃതാനന്ദാത്മികാമീശ്വരീം. We are discussing the thousand names of Devi as found in Lalita Sahasranama. We'll be discussing the five names starting from the 291st Nama to the 295th Nama today. Again reiterating as to what is the truth, what is that which we have to really seek, what is the goal to be achieved through learning of Lalita Sahasranama. So that entity which is to be achieved, which is to be realized through learning of Lalita Sahasranama, through Vedanta, through life itself, is termed in the Shastra as Brahman. And Chandogya Upanishad gives it a little different name, which is called Bhuma. Bhuma means that which is complete in all aspects. So Brahman, Bhuma. Another name for that goal is Moksha. So Moksha, the word Moksha means liberation. Liberation from what? Liberation from bondages. What is bondage? Bondage is that which leads us to sorrow, that is bondage. So anything that gives us sorrow is a bondage. Even if it is learning of Lalita Sahasranama, if that gives us sorrow, then that is also a bondage. So anything that gives us sorrow, that makes our life miserable, that is a bondage. So in that case, can I take drugs? Can I get into drinking? Won't that remove suffering? It won't remove suffering. Removal of suffering can happen only when we realize, only when liberation or realization or moksha happens. And that can happen only by realizing Brahman. Why? Because only Brahman is Bhuma. Only Brahman is perfect in all aspects, complete in all aspects. So it is only by knowing or realizing Brahman that all miseries, all sorrows, all sufferings will completely vanish. So in that case, what about normal work? What about other activities? So the Shastras speak about our goals in life as four, or they are called Purusharthas. Purusha Arthas. Artha means goal. Purusha for a person. So the goal or goals of a person are put or is categorized or is classified into four. And that is the first nama of today. Om Purusharta Pradhayai Namaha. One who gives all the Purusharthas. So what are the four goals that a person should have in life? The four goals. The first is trying to lead a life wherein we don't seek lot of things. We don't do or want ill of others. We just live bare minimum life. Whatever minimum or minimal money we need, we earn that, we use that. We get things which are essential in life. We don't try to harm others. We just live our life like a normal person. So that is called middle class people or lower class or whatever. So normal life, that is dharma. Oh, I have heard that dharma is when a person does righteous action. So righteous action itself means doing or living life normally. So the moment we want to gain something quite a lot, we know that we can survive. We can survive by just few thousand dollars in a month, we can survive. But still, if we want more money, what will happen? We'll try to get that more money. So we will try means, the normal means or the good means for getting that. And when we don't get that, we'll go to bad means as well. So that is adharma. Therefore, dharma means living normal life, leading a very normal life, not craving for things, much more or lot of craving for things, crave for things in a normal way, in a limited way. And what does that mean? That means arthas. We need arthas. Dharma artha is the second purushartha. So artha means money or possession in general. So we cannot live. We can live normally by doing good actions, normal actions. But we need objects for living. We need a house. We need a cloth. We need something. So that is artha. And then kama, desire. Desire for things in a normal way. So what is in a normal way? Can a person do have dharma, artha, kama in a normal way? No, it is impossible. Person can try to have it in a normal way, but as days pass by, as years pass, as births pass, if a person leads a normal life, it will become, he will start seeking more. So that is the reason why dharma, artha, kama has to be keeping in mind the fourth purusharta, which is moksha. So if we don't have moksha, if we don't have the goal of moksha in our mind, we will not perform dharma, we will seek a lot of artha, we will have a lot of kama desires as well. So therefore, moksha eva parama purushartha. Moksha alone is the parama purushartham, the supreme purushartha. It is moksha that makes man full, and it is moksha which is the purushartha to be achieved even through dharma, artha and kama. Dharma, artha and kama are interim. So a person can fully implement dharma, artha, kama, or have dharma in actions, have minimal artha, have minimal desires. That is possible only if he is focused on moksha. So that is what we have to remember. If we don't remember that, we will start asking dharma, we will start asking artha, we will start asking moksha to Devi, to Ishvara, to Brahman. And Brahman gives whatever is being sought. Ye yatha mam prapadyante tam tataiva bhajamyaham. Mama vartmanu vartante manushyaha partha sarvashah. O partha, like if you think that I am a sadistic Ishvara, I give good only to some people, as Chinmaya says, or Chinmaya puts it beautifully, God is not the sultan of sky, where he is sitting there amidst clouds, showering blessings on selected individuals. Oh, this person is coming, let me shower some blessing to him. Oh, that person is coming, let me stop showering. So he doesn't do that way. So ye yatamam prapadyante, whoever worships me in whatever form, tam tataiva bhajamyaham, I give them that. So whoever worships me in whatever form, I give them that. Yo yo yam yam tanum bhaktah shraddhaya chitum arhasi tasya tasya chalam shraddham tameva vidadamyaham. Whoever have shraddha towards whatever they want in life, I provide them that shraddha. I strengthen that shraddha. So if my shraddha is to sing well, then Ishvara will make that conviction strong. If I have that clear shraddha for that, then I'll become a singer like Yeshudas, singer like Pandit Jasraj or Bhimsen Joshi or Hariharan. Even Michael Jackson also, if required. So, wherever or whatever people want, that Ishvara gives. Mama Vartma Anuvartante. Mama Vartma Anuvartante. This is my rule. This is my eternal law. Anuvartante. For people follow it. Manushyaha. Sarvashaha. All people follow it in all ways. Nobody, this is Alanganiya rule or Vatma. This is a law which cannot be broken. So law, whenever we speak about law, laws can be broken. But this is a law that cannot be broken. So whatever we ask for Ishvara, or we ask to Ishvara, He grants us that. He gives us that. That is what this Nama says. Om Purushartha Pradhaye Namaha. Purushartha Prada. So Devi is the giver of Purusharthas. So those four Purusharthas encompass everything in life that we want, or the millions of people in the world. All their desires, all their goals can be put into that force. But majority of people just seek Dharma, Artha, Kama. They know internally they want moksha, they want anandam, moksha in the form of anandam, but still they don't ask for it. And if we don't ask, Ishvara's rule is that He gives only when asked. So if we don't ask for moksha and internally, everybody wants anandam, everybody wants bliss. But until we ask bliss, we will not get it. Which means, if we don't have moksha, if somebody says, okay, if we think that we have kamam, we have lot of kamam in life. So that means, who is to be blamed? We ourselves are to be blamed. Why? Because whatever we have asked, Ishvara gives that. So any moment we start asking moksha, we will get moksha. We will definitely get moksha. And it is moksha which is the Parama Purushartham. So why is it Parama Purushartham? Because that is complete, that is eternal. With that, life becomes fulfilled. That puts an end to all Purusharthas. That puts an end to all seeking. That puts an end to all miseries. So therefore, that is the Parama Purushartha. That is what we have to ask. If we don't ask, there is a statement saying in Tamil that Ayuda Koyandakidan Palu. If a child cries, then it will get milk. If it doesn't cry, it won't get milk. Similarly, if we don't ask, we won't get it. And if somebody feels that, oh, I have asked for moksha, but still I am facing problems, that is because we have asked, we are asking moksha. Now, today a person asked moksha, praise to Devi, oh Devi, give me moksha. But for the last 20 years, we have been asking many things. We have been asking things repeatedly, oh, my parents should be good, my parents should be good, my parents should be good, my parents should be good. Which means, four times we have asked, my parents should be good, and one time moksha. Will we get moksha? Ishvara is like a computer. So the computer will decide, oh, four times he has asked, so that is high priority. That has to be high priority. Which means that we have asked quite a lot in the past. Therefore, from now onwards, we should ask moksha only. We should ask nothing but moksha. And then all other asking will be overridden, all other asking will be nullified, and we will get moksha. That is the reason why even when we ask moksha, we face lot of trouble. We face lot of trouble because we want moksha, but we have asked something else. Therefore, we get that something else without moksha, without asking our concentration on moksha, something else will not give us fulfillment, will only lead us to more and more trouble. Dharma, Artha and Kama. So Dharma, with respect to Dharma, there are many people in the scriptures who have been mentioned as people following Dharma. So the person who spoke only Satyam, so that person is there, who is very popular. Dharma Raja or Yudhishthira is also there. But what these guys had to do? Dharma, did Dharma protect them? Yudhishthira, as a result of dharma, he like entered into the gambling game, not just once, twice, because it is dharma. If only he had thought, okay, this may be dharma, but still this might cause a lot of trouble. Why should I enter into trouble? Why should I put everybody into trouble? Let me stay out of it. If he had given just one thought, the entire Mahabharata war would have been stopped. Not only just Mahabharata war would have been stopped, he, along with his people, Pandavas and Kauravas, everybody would have lived. But that was not to happen. Why? Because focus on dharma without moksha, on the same place, Bhishma and Vidura, they were both, Bhishma was known as Bhishma. He got the name of Bhishma because he took a very fierce, very, very powerful vow. So when his father, I think Shantanu is his father's name. So when Shantanu wanted to marry Satyavati, a fisherwoman, at that time Satyavati thought that Bhishma would marry, get some children and all, therefore like my future children will not get the ruling of the country there for Hastinapuram. Therefore she said that I will marry only if you don't inherit. So Bhishma, rather than just saying I want to inherit, he said I'm not going to marry. So that was the vow that Bhishma took, and therefore he got the name of Bhishma. So Bhishma was a person who stood by dharma. Bhishma was a person who followed dharma, but at the same time he had moksha in his mind. Therefore, even though when Dharmaraja, Yudhishthira and Shakuni, they played and Yudhishthira lost everything, Bhishma immediately recommended to Dhritarashtra to let go of the results of the gambling game, as it is not dharma. So Bhishma was able to be happy, die happily, because he just didn't have dharma alone, he had moksha as well in his mind, whereas Dhritarashtra didn't have. Similarly, we can give examples for artha and kama as well. There are people who have lot of artha, lot of wealth, but are they happy? They're not happy. Bill Gates is not happy. Bill Gates is not happy because Microsoft Yahoo deal didn't go through, therefore he is not happy. At the same side, Ramana Maharshi just had one tunic cloth and still he was very happy, very blissful. And there are also people like Janaka who have lot of money, but still they are happy. So there are people who have arthas and happy, there are people who have arthas and not happy. That is because without moksha, dharma artha kama will only lead us to more and more trouble. Dharma artha and kama are just for living a normal life and seeking moksha. Remove moksha, dharma artha kama become of no use. And why is moksha very important even in dharma artha and kama? Because om purnaye namaha, because moksha is purna vastu. Moksha is that entity which is complete, perfect. And if we don't ask moksha, Devi is the giver of Purushartha. Devi will not give Purushartha. And why can Devi give all the Purushartha's again? Because she is Purna. She is complete. She is complete, therefore she can give everything. But if we have to become complete, we have to seek the Parama Purushartha, we have to seek the Purushartha of moksha alone. And when we do that, what would happen? Om Bhoginyai Namaha. Bhogini. Devi becomes Bhogini. Devi is of course Bhogini, but we don't realize it. So bhogini means one who enjoys. So Devi is constantly enjoying. We can interpret it in many ways. Bhogini can be interpreted as Devi enjoys as the ego, because jiva or the ego is chidabhasam. Chittagata chitpratibimbalakshano jivaha. Jiva is chittagata chitpratibimbam. Chitpratibimbam, reflection of consciousness, chittagata, in the mind, that is called, in the intellect or antakarnam, that is called jiva. So jiva is reflection, therefore Devi is bhogini, Devi is jiva who enjoys. That is one way of interpreting it. Another way of interpreting it is that when we ask moksha and become purnam like Devi, then Devi becomes the enjoyer in us. Devi becomes the enjoyer of worldly happiness and sorrow, dhundva bhavam, as well as enjoyer of anandam in us as well. So everything is enjoyed by Devi. If everything is enjoyed by Devi, then what are we doing? We are just a sakshi. We just rejoice in anandam. That is what we would do. And how can Devi be all of this? How can Devi give everything, be purnam? So purnam, it means itself means that she is purnam, therefore she can give. So purushartha prada, why is Devi purushartha prada? Because she is purnam. And when we realize that, we will realize that everything is experienced by Devi, because om bhuvaneshwariyai namaha. This entire bhuvanam, this entire world is controlled by Devi. So therefore, since the entire world is controlled by Devi, Devi can give everything. Devi is perfect or purnam because she controls everything, which means she pervades everything. Therefore, she can do that. And she is also the enjoyer, because where is the enjoyer other than Devi? Everything is Devi, then where is the enjoyer other than Devi? So we don't need to remember the different meaning of the namas or relation as well. So purushartha prada, everything is given by Devi. Whether it is dharma artha kamam or moksha, everything is given by Devi, which means that Devi can give everything. If Devi can give everything, then Devi can give moksha as well. But there is only one catch: Devi gives only what we really ask. Therefore we have to ask moksha, and Devi is purna, Devi is complete. So Devi is that reality which we call as Bhuma. Devi is that reality from which the world has come, in which the world is residing, and onto which the world merges. So therefore she is perfect in all aspects. And the enjoyer in each one of us, that is Devi only. Just remember that it is Devi. And the moment we remember that Purna Devi is the enjoyer, immediately we can only experience one thing from Devi, which is anandam. That means when we realize, when we remember that Devi is the enjoyer, Devi is the doer, Devi is the enjoyer, which means enjoyer of what? Devi's very nature, which is anandam. So we will become happy, and because Devi controls the entire world. And om ambikayai namaha. So ambika means one who is the mother of everything. So Devi is the controller of the world. So if she is controller of the world, then why doesn't she keep the world under check? Or why doesn't she rule over the world? Why doesn't she make the world a slave of her? Because she is also the mother. So she is the Purna Vastu from which the world has come. Therefore she is the mother of the world. Since she is mother of the world, she cannot treat it in a bad way. Another reason why she cannot treat it in a bad way is that bhogini, because she herself is paramatma advayananda purna purvam swamaya swayameva jagat bhutva pravishat jiva rupatah. This is Vidyaranya's statement from Panchadashi. So the Upanishad also says tatrishtva tadeva anu pravishat. After creating the world, Ishvara entered into the world as the jiva. So if that is the case, Ishvara will, if Ishvara tries to, Devi thinks that, okay, let me make all these people my slave, that means Devi herself becomes a slave. So that she won't want, she will not want, she doesn't want. So we have to remember that Devi is the mother, which means if we really seek, Devi is going to give. Because of these many reasons, she is Purna Vastu, she is perfect, so she can give everything. She is Purushartha Prada, she gives the Purusharthas. So, if we ask the right thing from Devi, we will definitely get it. So, we have to just ask the right thing. We have to remember to ask the Parama Purushartha of Moksha. What is Moksha? How to ask Moksha? It's very simple. How to ask Moksha is just remember Devi and say, oh Devi, I just need you. What is needing you? Needing you means, oh Devi, I should always remember you. Or remember me? Remembering me means always remembering that Devi is the entire world. Just a thought in our mind along with other thoughts that everything is Devi. Everything is one alone. Temporarily, we can ask Dharma, Artha and Kama, oh, my parents should be good, oh, my brother should get a job, my sister should get a job, my sister should get married, my mother should not have any trouble, my mother should have a healthy life. All those we can ask, it's fine, Dharma, Artha, Kama is fine. But along with that, we have to ask Moksha, because if we don't keep on asking Moksha for each other Dharma, Artha, Kama that we ask, then Dharma, Artha, Kama will override Moksha. Dharma Artha Kama is only meant to give us a normal life, normal peaceful life in which we can ask for Moksha. That is why Dharma Artha Kama. Dharma Artha Kama is for leading a normal life wherein we can ask Moksha. So if we go keep on asking Dharma Artha Kama, Moksha will be forgotten. So for each desire that we ask to Devi, each not desire, just Dharma, Artha, Kama, any Purusharthas that we ask from Devi, we have to remember to ask Moksha. We have to just remember Devi. We have to implement Moksha. So that is, asking Moksha is the same as implementing Moksha. So asking Moksha from Devi, I'll go to Amma then. Like each time I ask that, Amma, my parents should be good. At the same time I'll ask Amma, I want Moksha. What will happen? Nothing will happen. So it is not just literal asking, it is really meaning. I want it. That is real asking. And that can happen when we always remember that everything is Devi. So we know what is Moksha, how to get Moksha also we know. We know how to implement as well, which is always remembering Devi. So I will ask Amma, Amma, I should get a good voice. Oh, but I know Amma that everything is you alone. Let me remember that. Oh, Amma, I need a good job. The same time, Amma, let me remember you also. Oh, Amma, I need to eat a good dinner tonight. Oh, Amma, I have to remember you. So for each desire, for each Dharma Artha Kama that we ask from Devi, we have to remember to ask Moksha as well. So if we don't do that, Purna, though Devi is Purnam, we will not become Purnam. Our life will not become fulfilled, will not get a peaceful and very happy as well as blissful life wherein we are content. We will not reach that state where yad gatva ananivartante, reaching where there is no return. We will not reach that state after attaining which we don't need anything, we don't want anything, we don't have anything. So that state we will not achieve. If we have to achieve that state, we have to remember to ask Moksha, to always remember Devi, to always ask from Devi Moksha, remembering Devi while having any other Dharma Artha Kama, while enjoying beautiful dinner at home, or beautiful dinner in thank God it's Friday, TGIF. We can remember that at that time. We can also remember, oh Devi, give me Moksha. Oh Devi, let me remember that everything is you. We can ask that together with that while learning Lata Sasnama also. Oh Devi, let me always remember you. So if we do that, slowly, Devi, who is Bhuvana Ishwari, who is the controller of the entire world, who gives everything, who is the enjoyer in us, that Devi enjoyer will be awakened rather than the ego enjoyer. So devi enjoyer means such an enjoyer is like a person who is dreaming, knowing that it is a dream, which means that he is not affected, he is ever happy. So that state we will achieve only if we remember to ask moksha each and every minute of our life. Each and every time we ask anything else, we should ask moksha, we should remember Devi. So may Amma bless us that we may ask moksha as well as remember Devi all times. Namaskar.